The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Favor determines the limits of everyone's destiny. Favor is like faith. It demands that God be your source and your only source. You can wear favor. People can see it on you. One encounter with favor was worth a lifetime of labor. With favor, you're going to get confidence. With favor, all you got to do is know God. Now, I want you to get that, saints, because that is one of the biggest differences between the world and the church. I said, God will open up your door. That door can be locked and sealed for years, but when you stand in front of it, it will open up. The favor of God is so powerful, until no harassment, no weapon, no nothing, because God has endorsed you. You're going into a place now where God's about to raise you up, but I don't want you to compromise going up the mountain. Come on, I don't want you to bow to Baal. I want you to maintain your stand. And the way you're going to do that is through favor. We're talking about what this idea of favor is. How does favor operate? And the importance of favor in this hour. Now, when you're talking about favor, again, we want to have this mindset of the kingdom. And a kingdom mindset is not a religious mindset. Religion really can't deliver anybody. It comes from the Latin root religio, which means back to bondage. And when we're talking about the church, we're talking about life. The life that I'm talking about is Zoe. It's a God kind of life. It's the life and the nature that God imparts to us when we get born again. So when you and I get born again, we now have taken on a whole new status. And we are exempt from some things that would come that would hurt you, harass you, molest you. We are exempt from that. I think over in Psalm 91, he says, 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh you. Only with your eyes shall you behold to see the reward of the wicked, because you made the Lord, which is your refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. There shall no evil. There's another superlative. No evil. That means not a little bit of evil will befall you, neither any plague come nigh your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you, and they will keep you in all your ways. So right now, you got angels assigned. So as we look at this, he's talking about favor. And I said, you have to have a kingdom mindset on this, because when you're talking about any of the promises or blessings of God, those things are activated by faith. It takes faith to activate. And faith comes how? By hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So I need to hear the Word of God on it, so I'll have faith to receive it into my life. Say amen to that. Amen. So today I'm going to give you this word on favor, because it's a part of the release that you have. And this one teaching is going to change your life. This one teaching is going to be the thing that is going to enable you to be able to be sure that you make it to your destiny. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Favor means to endorse. I'm endorsing someone. Or maybe I endorse somebody's called me, people call me, hey, would you endorse my book for so forth? So what do they want? They want somebody who perhaps has done something or somebody that's established themselves or a brand or something to endorse them, to enable them hopefully to sell more copies and people to have, for it to have credibility. So favor means to endorse. It also means to support. Support. To be able to support someone, whether it be support someone in terms of a tangible way or support someone or encourage someone or whatever, to support. It means also to assist. To assist. The Bible talks about in Psalm 103, bless the Lord, ye his angels, verse 20, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of the Lord. That these angels are coming, the Bible says in Hebrews 1:14, to assist us. They're assigned to assist us. Over in Exodus chapter 23 and verse 20, he told Moses, Moses is about to go into the promised land, behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way, to bring you into the place where I have prepared. Beware of him. Now obey his voice. Don't provoke him, because he'll not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if you shall indeed obey his voice and do all I speak, then I'll be an enemy to your enemies. I'll be an adversary to your adversaries. And for my angels shall go before you and bring you into the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hivites, Jebusites, and I'll cut them off. So you need some assistance where you're going. You need some assistance, and could be someone who is a person, human assistance, or divine assistance. And that, another thing that favor is, favor also makes things easier. Makes things easier. That's that anointing part. Of course, you know the anointing takes a struggle out of everything. It gives you sweatless victories. So it makes things easier. Favor also means to provide with advantages. Glory to God. So God's going to provide you with advantages. Can you imagine you've been in a class or something like that, and you're preparing for the course and preparing for the final exam, and then the teacher says, you know, I really like you. I'm going to give you where some of these exam questions are going to come from so you can study that and you can have a heads up on the rest of the class. And the rest of the class said, that's not fair. Yes, it is fair. It's called favor. Favor ain't fair. So God can give you insight as to what's going to happen and so forth and so on, put you ahead of the game. Well, all that's a part of favor. Also, it means to show special privileges. It shows special privileges and to be able to showcase someone or preview someone or whatever have you, pick you out and so forth, or to feature someone. So this idea of favor, again, that comes from the dictionary. So these are ideas that you can get in your mind so you can start picturing what favor is. Now, favor is a part of your heritage when you get born again. Look at Psalm chapter 5, please, all the way back. And as you are born again, you're born into favor. You're born into the house of God, and favor is a part of what you've been born into. Look what it says here, starting at verse 11. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy. Because thou defendest them, let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For the Lord will bless the righteous, come on, with favor. Will thou compass him as with a shield? So God's going to surround you with favor. He's going to surround, everywhere you go, you'll be having assistance. You'll be featured. Come on now. You came in late and got a front seat. Whatever have you. The favor of God. Are you with me here? Now, favor is something that's granted. It's not something for payment. You can't work for it. But it's something that is granted. And if you look in the scriptures, a lot of times when you're talking about favor, you're talking about something that God has given to someone that causes them to be successful where they normally would fail, or causes a door to open which normally that door is locked. But favor will cause that to happen in your life. Say amen to that. So it starts when you're born again. One, you've got to be taught about favor, and you've using your faith to activate favor in your life. And when that favor comes, you will know it, because that favor will distinguish you. Now, as we look at this also, when you talk about favor, where do we see it start? Now, look all the way back here in the life of Noah. Look back here in Genesis in chapter 6, please, verse 5. He says this, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them." So, but Noah found what? Grace. Now, what does grace mean? Favor in the eyes of the Lord. Now, as you know, here is God, and basically what he did with Noah is he picked Noah out, praise God. For whatever reason, now he took Noah and picked Noah out, and others perished, but Noah and his family were spared. So favor will cause you to be spared when other people fall by the wayside. So this is favor. And then as you're going down, anybody that you see got success in the Bible, you will track their lives and see that they had favor attached to this, whatever success was in their lives. Now, the reason why I'm telling you this is because your understanding favor and relying on and expecting God's favor in your life is key for you to be, glory to God, favor is the way to the top. This out. Favor is the way to the top. Now, let's just look at this, because we want to look at the reality of this thing. How many of you know the devil does not like you? How many thinks he likes them? Okay. Now, the enemy opposes you. So when you are sent into the earth, and you and I, as the righteous, are deliberately planted among the wicked because we have the light. Okay? So, in that, the wicked, then, many times being controlled by the enemy, their job is to keep you down, to frustrate you, to harass you, so forth and so on. But favor turns all of that. Favor is the way to the top. Look what he said over here, over in Luke chapter 4, and look at verse 5. He said, "The devil taketh him," Jesus, "up to a high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, all this power will I give you and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. If thou wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said to him, get thee behind me, Satan." Now, let's stop right there. Here's what I'm telling you, is that the idea is to occupy the mountain. The idea is to get and occupy or control that sphere of influence. Say amen to that. And the thing of it is on the way up the mountain, you cannot compromise, because whatever you compromise going up the mountain will control you at the top of the mountain. So now with favor, you're going to get confidence. Put it up there, please. Put up there Proverbs 24 and verse 5. A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increases strength. What are we giving you today? Knowledge. Look at verse 10, please, out of that. If thou faint in the day of adversity, come on, thy strength is small. Now, so what did Daniel do? They said, Daniel, anybody caught praying to any other god during this 30-day period of time other than this statute or whatever, or the king, will be thrown in the den of lions. Yes. Somebody tell me, what did Daniel do? He went up in his room, didn't try to hide. Opened the windows. Shanda! And they arrested him. They put him in a lion's den. But guess what? Favor. See, the favor of God is so powerful. Until no harassment, no weapon, no nothing can touch it. Because, Lord have mercy.
Come on now.
Because God has endorsed you.
Come on now.
See, this favor, and we've got to show you this, because you're going into a place now where God's about to raise you up. But I don't want you to compromise going up the mountain. Come on. I don't want you to bow to Baal. I want you to maintain your stand. And the way you're going to do that is through favor. But the way you get the favor to function is by faith. And the way you get faith is by hearing. So as I give you this today, one lesson is going to turn you around. One lesson where you would have been weak or faint in that day of adversity, now you're going to stand strong. You're going to say, no, I got favor on my life. Say amen to that. It may not look good right now, but I'm going to keep my joy. When his favor comes on you, you don't have to tell a man thank you. I better come over here. When his favor comes on you, you don't owe a thank you to a man. Come on up here. Let's go with this again. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down hither. Now, what happened? Joseph was sold by his brothers, as you know, to a traveling band of Ishmaelites, some business people. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found what?
Grace.
What's the name for it?
Favor.
In his sight, and he served him, and he made him what? Overseer over his house. Come on. All that he had, he put into his hand. Favor, the way to the top.
Yes, it is. Glory to God. Yes, it is.
The way to the top. Say amen to that.
Amen.
I've had people come up here before and say, Pastor, you know, they've been passing over me for this promotion and so forth and so on, you know. And what they want. Well, what do you want? Well, I need them to cut me a little slack. No, you don't. You need favor. Because with favor, they don't have to cut you no slack.
Amen.
Come on, God's going to cut you some slack.
Amen.
See, if God says promote you, there's not a single person that can stop your promotion. There's not a government. There's not a demon. And it came to pass from that time, the time that he had made him overseer over his house and all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not all he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and what?
Well-favored.
Say, I'm well-favored.
Well-favored.
Keep going. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph. And she said, lie with me. Uh-oh. And he refused and said to his master's wife, behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he committeth all that he hath into my hand. There is none greater in the house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? And it came to pass as she spake to Joseph day by day that he hearkened not to her, to lie by her, or to be with her. Come on. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to his to do his business, and there was none in the of the men in the house there within. And she caught him by his garment, saying, lie with me. And this woman is desperate, boy. And he left his garment and in her hand and fled and got him out. Lord have mercy. And it came to pass when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and was fled forth, that she called unto the men of the house and spake unto them, saying, see, he hath brought in a Hebrew unto us to mock us. And he came in unto me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice. And it came to pass when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled and got him out. Now, that you can wear favor. People can see it on you.
Well, I trust that you were blessed by this powerful teaching. It's the law of favor. Now, today's teaching is a part of an exciting three-disc series. Now, here's a very important point from this series I want you to remember. Understanding favor and expecting the favor of God in your life is key to getting to the top. You see, favor is the way to the top, and the way you get favor is by faith. That means you have to expect favor to come to manifestation in your life. Now, our announcer is going to give you some important information on how you can order this powerful set of teachings on the law of favor, and I'll be right back.
Favor determines the limits of everyone's destiny. Favor is like faith. It demands that God be your source and your only source. You can wear favor. People can see it on you. One encounter with favor was worth a lifetime of labor. With favor, you're going to get confidence. With favor, all you got to do is know God. Now, I want you to get that, saints, because that is one of the biggest differences between the world and the church. I said, God will open up your door. That door can be locked and sealed for years, but when you stand in front of it, it will open up. The favor of God is so powerful, until no harassment, no weapon, no nothing, because God has endorsed you. You're going into a place now where God's about to raise you up, but I don't want you to compromise going up the mountain. Come on, I don't want you to bow to Baal. I want you to maintain your stand. And the way you're going to do that is through favor.
Understand God's favor, expect his favor, and wear divine favor on your life in Pastor Winston's dynamic teaching entitled, The Law of Favor. To order on CD or DVD, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois,
1-800-662-6003, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327, or online at billwinston.org.
Well, favor is a part of your heritage. When you get born again, Psalm 5 and verse 12 says, "For the Lord will bless the righteous with favor, will thou compass them as with a shield." In other words, favor is going to circle you around. I mean, it's going to cover you all the time. Now, notice what it says. This is the righteous he's talking about. Now, righteous comes when you're born again. You have to be born again to get this heritage of favor. So if you're not born again, you can be born again right now. Praise God. I remember in my life years ago, I'd gone to church as a young lad and so forth, growing up in the city, my hometown, Tuskegee, Alabama. But I really wasn't born again. I knew about church, knew about God, but I didn't know him for myself. When I got much older, of course, things changed. And I reached out and God saved me. And next thing you know, I had a relationship with Jesus. Everything changed in my life. Favor took off. Praise God. Well, the same thing can happen to you. And God wants you to be born again. He wants to encircle you with the favor that he has reserved for your life. So, if you want to be born again, if you'd like to be, it's very, very simple. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10 and verse 9, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved." Well, here's what I want to do for you. I'd like to do for you the same as they did for me years ago. Somebody prayed this prayer with me and a miracle took place in my life. I would like to do the same for you right now, right where you are. So if you know that there's something missing, you know that you don't have a relationship with the Lord, oh, you might have been in church, but that is no real thing. You got to have your personal relationship with him. And if you've sensed in your heart you don't have this, let me pray for you right now. Here's what I want you to do. Very simple thing. Just bow your head and pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord, I come to you now just as I am. You know my life. You know how I've lived. Forgive me, Lord. I repent of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for my sins. And on the third day, he was raised from the dead. Lord Jesus, I ask you, come into my heart. Live your life in me and through me from now on. From this day forward, I belong to you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Praise God. Well, if you prayed that, I'd like to send you up my personal book. I wrote it for you. I wrote it with you in mind. It's called Born Again and Spirit-Filled. It's in both English and Spanish. These tell you what the next steps are by you walking in faith and in a born-again life. This is powerful here. It gives you those steps, and you can follow those steps and watch what's going to happen to your life. Well, this is Bill Winston saying we love you, and until next time, keep walking by faith.